if I, I'm just playing some of a song and then we're going to chat. This is how I do it. This is a professional radio way of doing it. Here's a song called Spit. This is not a new song, this is an older song. I'm going to play a new song at the end of our conversation. This is a hot tip how you do it. I could just sit here happily and listen to Soda Boys without my voice chiming in for a long time, but kia ora to you all, Soda Boys.
Kia ora.
How do you do?
Nice to see you.
Good. We're doing great.
Well, you can see me?
And yeah, we can see you.
Oh, no,
we can't.
Just radio joke.
Yeah, no. Well, nice. Well, you beat me at my own game. I guess I can quit now. But how? So you're like, sound like you're far away. Sound like you're in some sort of foreign territory. What's going on?
Yeah, it's in the great outdoors in Sydney at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty far from Palmerston North.
Nice. So you're partway through a rather epic Australian tour. It seems like a more intensive tour than some Australian bands even do.
Mm, yeah, for sure. Last time we came here, we only did like 8 shows in Melbourne, Canberra, and Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And this time we're doing a bunch more in a bunch more little towns. We haven't been to like 13 or so, and we've just done 5 of them. So the first block.
Yeah, how's it been going? So you got any road stories?
Not yet. Well, yeah, I mean, we've got lots of great stories. So far, we've been pretty in Sydney and the surrounds. So we've been doing, at Newcastle, a couple of shows in Sydney, and then out in Parramatta at a place called Pari, which is it's an art space, but there's a big loading dock car park out the back. So play with a couple of sick scrams, hardcore bands. Playing in a random car park.
Yeah, that was good. It was pretty sick. Kids like and like one of them broke their nose. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so they had to go to hospital.
But they seemed like they had a lot of fun breaking their nose, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's a story they'll tell forever. And you know, I've got some theories. I went to Sydney last year and thought, hang on a sec, this place is great. And I feel like there's a bit of a conspiracy going on from Melbourne trying to make Sydney look like the boring one. I don't know. Pretty fun.
For sure.
Yeah, we've been loving it. Yeah, at least of running into a Wellingtonian is much lower in Sydney than it is in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess you're actually going to Melbourne next, so I don't want you to get caught out and feel like, you know, you've been bad-mouthing anybody. But anyway, so tell us about you got a new song out, Post Spa 2, and you've also got a whole album coming. Very, very soon. You're releasing it on Wednesday. Like, you just don't do things the normal way, and I like it.
It's not really by design, necessarily.
Yeah. Well, it's Waitangi Day, so...
Oh, true.
...that week, so, you know, we don't want to do too much on the weekends. And we're also playing a bunch of shows in Wollongong and Canberra and Melbourne, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's kind of nice to do it in the middle of the week have a break. We had a couple of days to chill. We're going to be in the Blue Mountains on Wednesday, so that'll be really nice.
Beautiful.
We haven't been out there before.
Are you doing this... So the album's called Not Boys Anymore, B-O-Y-Z anymore. And recorded by James Goldsmith, the legend. Anything else you'd tell us about this record, little clues that we might be in for?
Yeah, it's not super long. it's got a whole lot of different recording techniques and features on it, which we have previously never done before.
Oh,
and our previous recordings have only ever had one song with like one cello feature from Olivia, which is really great. And this one we've got a whole bunch of features from Aotearoa friends, but also from Sia Ahmad, who's on the sings on Post Spa 2. She's really cool from Canberra.
Oh, cool.
And then a couple of other singers, Carla, sings on a couple of tracks from recitals.
Amazing.
And then
happy birthday to Carla, by the way.
Some samples and stuff. And then also Shannon, Georgia Peterson, and Miles from Welcomer, and Miles previously from Prize Getting and a few other things. So yeah, it was kind of nice to like open it up and do a bit more features and different instruments and like not have, I don't know, we've got acoustic guitar and a couple of songs. We've got some baritones, some guitars, a little bit of manipulation of like tapes, and then like some songs like Post Bar start off in one place and then change sonic space to like a different room and then go back to Tūrangi and then go back to the studio.
Cool.
And that was really fun to do that kind of editing and different stuff.
Nice. And you didn't drive James mad with that all? He was into it?
A little bit.
We definitely had to fly him.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, come on, James.
He used to always tell us that he loved recording us because we would just go in and we'd play it and that would be it. Because we were just like a minimalist kind of rock band.
Oh,
and we
right.
really ruined that reputation this time.
Yeah, right. cool. Maybe your album could be called Not Welcome Anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
James is actually flying over to Sydney this afternoon, so we might hopefully catch up with him. So
we'll
float it with him.
Nearly married. He's a honourable man now. What else? Is it true you don't live in the same city anymore? You don't all live in the same place anymore and you're kind of spread out?
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing because we all actually just went travelling to Europe over the past couple of years.
Oh, right.
But since we've got previously, in the past few years, Josh and Jules were living in Wellie. I was living in Palmy, and now Jules is living in Wellington. I'm in Otipoti, and then Josh is traveling around the North Island a bit and maybe going to head off as well. So, yeah, we don't see each other much.
Hmm. And are you going to come home and play some more shows here or nah? Are you going to be playing any more shows in Aotearoa?
We don't have any direct plans yet, but see what kind of comes up.
Yeah, see what comes up.
We haven't had the chance to play in Auckland for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. I'm stroking my chin thoughtfully with my event organizer's hat on, just quietly. okay, well, that's cool. So as this song Bad Friend winds to an end, perhaps what I'll do is ask you to tell me a little bit about the single Post Spa 2, and then we'll play it, and then everyone will want to know about your record. And then they can. Oh, is your record coming out digitally only, or is the record going to get pressed, or what are you doing?
It's digital only at this stage. We've been running a limited run of 7-inch lathes, which we did with a split with Adelaide band Twine,
who
might have seen at Camp Aloham last year. So that's got a track called Rocky on it, which is on the album. I've been kind of selling my hotcakes over here, and sold a few in New Zealand. But apart from that, it's all digital. So we're stepping into the 21st century.
Well, I would say go out and get it, but you can don't go out anywhere. Just wait, and then you get it on Wednesday. But I reckon let's crank this song post Spa 2. Anything else you'd like to tell us about the tune apart from amazing guest vocals?
So this one we kind of, as Fee was saying before, our friend Asher or Skymning lives in Tūrangi, and we basically went up there for a few days, the three of us, to hang out with Asher, and pretty much just like set up in his lounge at the little trout fishing lodge and kind of recorded some bits and pieces. And we went to the Tākānu pools, like hot pools,
amazing,
in the evening, and then came back. And this was like a little thing that they had been working on. We just kind of recorded it in the lounge, and then
Post Spa
demos,
You'd just be an expert, right? I get it. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then, yeah, took that to James and, yeah, kind of recorded the studio-y stuff and then basically forced him to blend between our shitty home job recording and the one in the surgery.
Oh, nice. All right, well, let's hear it, eh? And I'll let you enjoy your international touring, and I hope you get some good recommendations for Sydney. I saw you shouting out for some, but if anyone,
excellent lunch.
Yeah,
nice. Oh, it's incredible there, eh? So good food.
Yeah.
If I get any hot tips texted through our BFM text hotline, I'll fire them through to you. Nice. But for now,
if anyone wants to book us for an Auckland show.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
No, we're not here, but we're.
You're up for it. I might have to send you a little email with a different hat on. But and also, if anyone is a Twine fan, there's a Twine interview tomorrow at 6:20 p.m. on Drive. So don't miss that as well. But for now, let's hear it. Let's hear Post Bar 2. Thank you so much for chatting, and enjoy the rest of your tour, your epic tour. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, and congrats on the record.
Kami, thank you.
All right, talk soon. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Bye.
There it is. Soda Boys. New album out on Wednesday.
If you have kind of a high profile ministry as a community, you're a pastor, counselor, and that's known, particularly, you got to learn to really be good about studying your mm-hmm.